Erin. While some local fall fairs have opted for a fully online shift, this year's Erin Fair is moving ahead Thanksgiving weekend. It's not a simple task planning for what is likely the region's largest in-person fair this year, but it's something Erin Agricultural Society President Brenda Lothman is happy to be able to do for the community. I know we're staying apart while we're gathering, but to get people out and about and back to somewhat of a sense of what we're used to, and we really enjoy providing the fair, so it's nice for us to be there again, Lothman said, referring to the fair's cancellation last year. The timeline was tight to plan this year's fair. Lothman said they'd normally be working on it for a full year, but uncertainty around the event meant they didn't know it could go forward officially until the summer. It won't quite be the same as some events are cancelled or moved. We've made adjustments to things where we can, Lothman said. For example, the Homecraft exhibit is displayed online instead of the main hall, which itself is not open at all to the public, and some animal shows aren't going forward either. Visitors can also expect standard public health measures to apply, nothing people aren't familiar with at this point, such as masks, sanitizing, and social distancing. The door will be electronic payment only, so buying tickets online is encouraged. There is a capacity, but Lothman did not disclose what that was because it could change tomorrow. However, the fairgrounds are large enough to give a capacity limit where this should not be a regular issue throughout the weekend. The Midway will be there with rides and games, vendors will be in attendance, and live music will play at the festival gardens. With the known economic impact fall fairs are known to have on small towns, Lothman said she hopes visitors drive some business to the town. Hopefully, when people are here for the fair, they're also visiting our downtown vendors or downtown stores as well, Lothman said. I would hope that people are also visiting what else the village of Erin has to offer while they're there. Lothman asked visitors to be kind to those who have volunteered to be a part of the fall fair. I know things are different and I know we had to adjust, but please be appreciative of what there is to offer and be kind to people. We're all trying our best, Lothman said. The Erin Fall Fair runs October 8 to 11 at 184 Main Street in the village core. Tickets can be purchased in advance here.